You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
Absolutely. Land not. The fucking plane, homie.
I'm reading the Patreon comments on this and someone just said that they hurt. Horrifying.
Horrifying.
Oh my God. I dated a guy who used to consume his own gift on a regular basis.
I saw someone say they would propose to him on the spot. Sick. You're sick for that.
He was a runner and read somewhere on the internet the jizz is packed with protein, so he would eat it to recover the protein. The way he would lick it off his fingers still haunts me to this day. I had to read it, said out to you. Don't put that in the episode. We will get demonetized immediately.
Why? No one knows what it is.
I said jizz.
Oh.
Oh. Well, anywho,
I'm going to leave that in.
Damn it. I didn't say that. That was a comment we got. And don't on Patreon. Ask about what. You should go to patreon.com/ladiesandtangents and maybe you'll find out what that comrade.
What our comrade had to say about that.
That comment meant.
But now, while you're here.
I've been in Texas for too long now.
what we're going to say to you is,
what's up, everyone? Hello.
Or howdy.
Or howdy, partner.
Howdy, partners.
We want to go home.
She's from Texas, huh?
Sandy Cheeks? Bet your fucking ass she is. That's what I know. What I know about Texas, Sandy Cheeks is from there.
Sandy Cheeks, Beyonce,
Ted Cruz. That's it.
The three of me
go. The Holy Spirit. That is so true. Yeah.
Sandy Cheeks is the father, Ted Cruz is the son, Beyonce is the Holy Spirit.
And I know that's right. Speaking of
I know that's right.
Speaking of ghosts, happy Easter.
He is risen.
He is Ted Cruz.
And Sandy Cheeks. She finally went, oh.
We met her in Texas. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know anything about our trip in Texas? Oh my God. Let me tell you. So many things.
What happened in Texas?
So many things.
We can't fit it all in this episode.
It's a secret.
So we're probably going to have to tell you next week.
You know what I do want to tell you, though, speaking of Texas, is that we got a lot of comments, not this last week, but the week before, because we're definitely not recording this a week in advance.
Definitely not. We're definitely not wearing the same thing we wore last week.
No, we're certainly not. That would be weird. I guess the space station thing that everyone was telling me, yes. The reason why was because it's like mission control is in Houston. And so that's why you hear Houston, we have a problem.
Space Center,
mission control. That's what
Houston.
We have a problem.
We have a problem. Houston, do we still have a problem or did you come to the show?
Houston, should we fucking fight about what? I don't remember what happened.
I mean, it's not your fault that they booked us at an insanely large venue, but
I wish you would fill it.
Yeah.
I wish you would do something about it.
Yeah.
Show the fuck
My
up.
God. Grow up, Houston.
I can't. It's been a week. You're like, what the fuck can we do now? Nothing. You know who can do something? Seattle, baby. We're looking at you. You better show up, Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Portland sold out.
Are you trying to have Portland best you? That's lame as hell.
That is so fucking lame, dude. I've never heard anything lamer in my life. The way we went from fucking Texas to Southern California accents.
They're going to say the way we originally started nicely asking people and being like, you don't have to come to the show, just downright bullying them into it.
Listen, maybe that's a little bit of our fault for saying you don't have to come, because actually you
need to come. I'm forcing you to come.
Come
right now.
Dumb come to Seattle.
Right now. Right now. You better do it. Or we're going to treat you like Flora.
I saw I got to treat you like Flora. You're going to make me mad. You're going to be so mad.
They're going to come be madder.
You're not going to like me when I'm mad.
Here's the thing. You can go to ladiesandtangents.com.
.com.
You can
don't go type that in.
You can go to ladiesandtangents and come.
To our shows.
And that's a promise. Oh, yeah, come to our show.
Anyway,
here's the thing. We don't have a lot to talk about because not a lot has happened since the last time that we recorded, which was an hour ago.
I ate barbecue wings.
I had the biggest Italian sandwich I think I've ever had in my life.
Huge. You picked
too big.
You picked that sandwich up and I was like, there's another sandwich
under
that
sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Sandwich on top of a sandwich, and both of them were huge.
I
couldn't eat it. There was too much. Too much sandwich. I almost choked. Truly, there's so much meat in my mouth.
So much meat in my mouth. I was so mad about that.
Immediately, no money from YouTube. They're like, that's it. That was the final fucking straw.
Don't you make a gluck.
Absolutely
sound.
Not.
We're not gluck. You make one, 1 cent on this, you don't make any sounds.
You gluck gluck on this, you never gluck again.
You never gluck in this town again. I swear to fucking God.
Fine.
Oh my God. Anyway, so I put some flooring into my sister's house.
How was that?
Why are you yelling at
what
me?
What happened? Come here, Mama.
What happens next?
Speaking of that, I'm watching Love Island All Stars and it is fucking crazy pants, but we'll talk about that later.
It's crazy pants. No, so I started to redo my sister's bathroom.
Okay.
And I did the floor, but I didn't finish it because I was really stupid and I started not in a corner, not up against a wall.
Yeah.
I put the peel and stick tile. I thought I'm going to start where the bathtub inset is because that's going to make the most
hardest
sense.
Part, right?
So I thought.
Yeah. Turns out,
no.
Oh.
I really fucked myself for the entire perimeter of the room.
Oh, hell.
And so I had somebody watching me do this. And they were very concerned about how I was using an X-Acto knife. And almost, at one point I slipped. I did chip my nail, like the polish. It went through like 3 layers of polish. And
what
they
the
were
fuck?
Like,
you have 3 layers of polish on that bitch?
Yeah. Because okay. It's more of a pastel color. So
I got
she
you.
Wanted it to be really opaque. But
beautiful.
Yeah. They were like, did you just fucking cut yourself? And I was like, no.
No.
They were like, are you lying? Though, and now as I'm sitting here, I'm realizing maybe I did because this finger definitely has a cut on it. But I thought I was using this hand to do the cutting.
Oh,
so I'm a little
confusing.
I don't know. Maybe I got a paper cut from the tiles.
Do you want to hear a funny story about what you just said? Reminded me of this thing. Was that today Corey came running in as I was getting ready, and he's like, "Sierra, something's wrong with Sawyer. I need you right now. Don't be loud."
First of all, why would
like,
he say that?
What?
Yeah.
He was like, shh.
What are you saying to me right now?
Be quiet. And I was like, I can't. What the fuck do you mean?
Yeah.
We go out there and she's asleep on the couch. Actually, like a vampire in a coffin. Like this. Okay. And I can tell that she's been moved. She probably fell asleep holding on to him, cuddled against the pillows. And he was like, look at her hands and her arms. And there are like dimples of red, almost like a rash, but they're pressed in. And he gets his flashlight out. And I go, Corey, She was pressed up against the pillow. So it was like our pillow's pattern on her hands. And he was like, she's got a horrible rash.
She's it's got spreading. The pox.
He was like, I checked her everywhere else. And I was like, yeah, dude, because it's from the pillow. And then directly beside her, because she had rolled over onto her back and became a vampire. And I was like, if you would roll her this way, you would see
that it lines up.
Where it lines up. And he was like, oh, thank God.
You would quite
like,
literally be connecting the dots.
You know, it's weird though, is like you didn't need me for that.
So yeah, not at all.
Next time, maybe just do a couple more test runs.
And you certainly didn't need to say it in such a scary way.
That I was like, something's wrong with what?
With our baby.
Turns out she just laid up against the pillow for too long. That would be like if she took a bath and he's like, her fingers are deforming. They're all wrinkly. All of a sudden, she's got 100-year-old hands. It's for the water, sweetie. It's okay. They'll come back to normal.
It's all right. It's his first time being a person.
He's silly girl.
He's just being silly. He's just being silly.
So anyways, nobody tell him I said that. If you see him, don't fucking tell him.
You keep
that
your goddamn mouth shut.
He doesn't watch, so you better not fucking say anything. I'll know it was you. Yep. Because who the hell's else?
Who the hell's
else? Who the house elf would tell him?
House. Guys, my house is really fucking coming along.
Oh my god, I thought you were talking about the show. I was like, Dr. House.
Paging.
We've never talked about this in our life.
No. No, I've been like going and doing a lot of, I haven't been working on the house, but I've been viewing people work on the house. And
I wish you would work on the house.
It looks, it's so crazy because there's like electric now and there's ductwork and there's a fireplace in.
Wild. It's becoming a human being.
It is.
It's becoming its own person.
Parson.
It's becoming me.
It's becoming a parson.
I'm a Parsons.
Maybe. Could be.
Here's the deal. I have something for you today.
Okay.
Jerry told me last time, she was like, I've been really into numbers, and I don't know if you've heard.
A big numbers girl over here.
Big numbers gal. I don't know if you've heard us recently just shouting numbers out at each other, but we do it often.
Yeah.
And so we'll just be like 2 2 2, 3 3 3, 1 2 3 4, 11 11. And so she was like, I think maybe we should talk about numerology. And I went to look into that, and then I realized that I had to do two. And numerology is a big, that was a lot. And I didn't want to just gloss over it. So I was like, maybe we'll get back to that. But what those are specifically are called angel numbers.
True. If you want to know some about numerology before we get to it, I actually know that, and that's why we drink did a numerology episode.
Hell yeah.
Back in the day. Back in the day.
I think like one of the first times you ever told me about, and that's why we drink.
Uh-huh.
You were like so excited about it, and you're like, I've been listening to this. This is what I really like it.
I remember what I was doing when I was listening to it.
I remember I was unpacking groceries. When you Marco Polo'd me about it. I was in the line at Dairy Queen getting a summer treat.
It was in the summer.
It was a dilly bar.
It was in the summer. And I was getting stuff out of, I was removing things from my car that I had just gotten at the grocery store.
Oh, we're all in this together. We're here.
It was dilly bars. It was a car full of dilly bars.
Dilly bar season.
It was my dilly car.
Dilly bars are so good. And
dilly
silly.
Bars are dilly silly. Dilly I want silly. A silly dilly. And I might fucking leave here and go get a silly dilly.
I think I could fuck with a dilly bar right now. Could put a dilly bar in me and run out.
That's what I know about me.
So here's the deal.
Oh my god. I have been
that was
yelling.
Actually so gross.
It was so gross. I've been yelling out numbers a lot recently and around people who like don't yell out numbers, and so they don't
get it.
They're a bit caught off guard when I do yell them out, but I'm trying to explain like what it is and why I think it's important and how I feel the universe is speaking to me in that moment.
And we're going
to
talk about
that. And they were like, it's fine. That's whatever. Support your local witch. And I was like, the way I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
Support your local witch. Dude, I actually love that.
We could make 111-222-333 the phone number. Almost like calling in. Support your local witch.
It could be 111-222-1234. Because. Get a four at the end.
That's true.
Love it. Okay, listen. So here's what an angel number is. Technically, you don't even have to be religious. Technically, maybe spiritual. But in numerology, it says every number has a unique vibration and meaning. From our life path number to our birthday number. Okay, so how often do I say 627 whenever we see it on the clock?
Yes.
I'm like, that's my lucky.
Yes.
It's like a lucky, it's a number also that I think I see often more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I'll call it out, 627, 627. If we're driving, I see 627 all the time. And mm-hmm. I'm like, that's my birth, 627.
That happened to me when I was like in a transition. You guys know the transition I'm in, but I'm in a transition period and I'm really trying to figure out like who I am and what my life is doing and where I'm going to go from here. And I'm driving to Sierra's house and I look up and the person who I'm following to Sierra's house has my birthday as their license plate. And
so
I was like,
crazy.
Pardon me?
It's wild. Mm-hmm. It's wild. So the vibrational frequencies of numbers hold powerful significance in our everyday lives. This, by the way, is from numerology.com. And I just want you to know that I didn't read this ahead of time because I wanted me and Jerry to both have reactions to it. This is not a science. This is a silly, goofy time. We're having fun. If you didn't know from all the cum talk earlier, this is just supposed to be a good time.
Yeah, when we pregame with cum, it's definitely not a serious episode.
When we pre-cum with game.
Hey!
You know what I'm saying?
I always pre-cum with game.
So don't yell at me, Dad. Because numbers are everywhere, our spirit guides use them to communicate with us.
They sure do.
So that's
they
what these
sure do.
Angel numbers mean. It's more so like your spirit guides mm-hmm. Than like your regular archangel.
I would love to know who my spirit guides are.
Me too. I want to meet them.
I want to know that I have like a team. How many do I have?
I think that I have three. Ooh,
three?
I just said a number that came to me. That felt right.
I know. I think based on the people who have interacted with me at different points throughout my life, again, this is something that I talked about yesterday. I think I have four.
That's weird because you said you've been seeing 444, haven't you? And I've said I've been seeing 333 a lot.
Yes.
That's weird.
That is weird.
I said I've been clocking that a fucking lot.
So yesterday, someone
maybe
said
they're like 333 of us, bitch. You better fucking pay attention.
They said, should I make up a person?
Yeah.
Make up a name.
Yeah.
This is going to be a gender neutral name, so no one knows anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Jerry, cut that part out.
So, Alex.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I love an Alex.
I love an Alex as well.
Okay.
So, Alex and I were speaking. If you guys are like, who's Alex? There's a reason
yeah.
for that. But
me and Alex are friends. Not Jerry, just me and Alex.
No, this is just my friend, not Sierra. There's no connection to Sierra.
I actually know Alex pretty well.
Actually, you know what? Probably not as well as I know Alex. I promise you that.
Anyways.
Alex
is gory.
Alex was like, do you believe in all that? Do you believe in like spiritual ghosty stuff? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, excuse me? And I was like, for sure. I have a lot of encounters. And they're like, for real? Why the fuck would I make that up, Alex?
Yeah. What in what way would that benefit me to lie?
Yeah. And so now they are slightly freaked out by me because they are convinced that I am a witch. And I was like, well, I told you that multiple times. You thought I was joking.
I couldn't have been more serious.
Yeah. And that's why Alex said that they support their local witch.
I'll tell you right now that Alex and I have talked before about praying to the moon.
You have?
Alex was there when I prayed to the moon for the house.
Really?
Literally.
Oh.
Alex called me crazy.
Well, Alex is having a change of heart. I'll tell you that.
All right, here
I really
we go.
Like that I can, that this feels better.
Yeah. Alex okay. is good. Alex Karev, you son of a bitch. I'll never forgive you.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Do you know what's something that I realize I have a major issue with?
What?
It's, well, you know I love my subscriptions, but then it's not using them and forgetting that I have them and still paying for them.
That's the ADHD for me.
It really is. But now Rocket Money is here to help.
So if you have any subscriptions that you forgot about or maybe you paid for something twice and you didn't realize it, Rocket Money can cancel the subscription for you. And they can also reach out to whatever company took your money twice and be like, I would like a refund for that. Or they'll negotiate your bills down for services that you do want to continue but don't want to pay as much for.
Exactly. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, which again is so helpful because if I have to talk to somebody on the phone and I think that they're mad at me, I'm not going
to
do it.
I have to psych myself up for like a week before I make a single phone call. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Stop wasting money on things that you don't use.
Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/ladies.
That's rocketmoney.com/ladies.
rocketmoney.com/ladies.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience, because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in, but are like going to make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of places may not have options for everyone. And this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me. But there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's with code TANGENTS20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Simply put, angel numbers are repeating sequences of numbers that seem to show up everywhere you look. Have you ever felt like you look at your license plate and see 222, or do you keep looking at the clock at 1111? 222 and 1111, it's funny that those are the two they say. It may seem like a coincidence that you've been seeing the same number over and over, but these repeating numbers are actually angel numbers, and they hold a very powerful message that the universe thinks you need to hear.
What's wild is that they used license plate as an example.
That is really weird.
When I just talked about
that
the license
really
plate.
That is really weird. Okay, so now we're going to talk about angel numbers and their meanings. So here we go. 111 is what we're going to talk about first.
I was really dumb.
I don't see 111 as often as I see like 333 or...
I see 1234 a lot more than I see 111.
Yeah, I see 1111 more than 111. 111 angel number is sending you a manifestation invitation.
Oh.
Manifestation invitation. I really like the way that felt on my mouth. This number sequence knows that your thoughts quickly become your reality, so it's more important than ever to pay close attention to your ideas, beliefs, and feelings. What negative thought patterns have you been carrying around? Have they been holding you back?
Probably.
A positive new beginning can't materialize if it's being overshadowed by fear and doubt. Okay, that makes a lot of sense that I'm not seeing that as much as I used to anymore.
Agreed.
Same with you. Release what is worrying you and surround yourself with positive energy. Seeing the 111 angel number is your opportunity to create the future you desire, so make it count.
You know, when we did see 111 a lot, and I remember saying 111 a lot.
In January?
And before, yeah.
Last year, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. we did.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a specific time you were thinking of that you can't say?
Well, I mean, no, I just know that we said it a lot.
Last year
and into January, yeah.
222. Now, we see this one constantly.
All the time.
Do you always seem to look at the clock and it reads 222? The meaning of the 222 angel number is that your life is out of balance in some way.
Oh my God, balance being my word for the year, too.
That's crazy. This could be mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually. You could be working too much, giving too much into your relationships with others,
or putting effort into things that aren't continuing to bring you joy. This kind of negativity can hang over you, and what seemed isolated to one area of your life is now affecting you and others as well. Well, well, if that isn't the fucking case. Yikes! The 222 angel number wants you. Remember when we were wearing our 222s together?
Uh-huh.
The 222 angel number wants you to know that if you've been pushing yourself too hard, slow down. If you've been getting stuck in a cycle of mental negativity, try to think more positively. All facets of your life are intertwined, and these very small changes could give you a major boost overall. Very interesting.
Fine. So, I was actually feeling guilty yesterday because Alex was like, hey, it's a nice day. Let's go on a drive. And I said, all right, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so before we went on the drive, we needed to stop somewhere. And when we stopped at that place, Alex ran in. Alex came out. We start to drive. I'm feeling guilty that I'm not at my house cleaning.
Yeah.
Or working.
Because that's what you feel like you should be doing constantly.
And I look up and I see 222 on a house. It was the house number 222. And I remember calling it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes... Okay, well, how much... Okay, 333 is my... I've been seeing this more than any other number. 333 and 444 have been mine that I've been seeing so much recently. So I'm interested to see what the fuck this could mean. Sorry, I just bonked my mic.
I'd be bonking.
I'd be bonking it. When you keep seeing the 333 angel number, you are being called to recognize your life purpose. You were born into this world with unique talents and abilities that have the power to make an impact on everyone and everything around you.
Wait a minute.
But you may not be using them to their full potential.
What the fuck were we talking about at lunch when 333 came up?
I think. Oh, why did I do a shit? Got that.
Were we?
Yeah, I think. Right? No, what were we talking about?
We were talking about numbers.
I think it was something work related, weren't we? We might have been talking about the numerology thing and talking about the episode and work.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because I remember I said I've been seeing 111, 222, 444, 555, and you were like 333, and you turned your phone to me.
Yep. That's weird. Believe it or not, you've slowly but surely been developing your soul mission all along, and this sequence is telling you that you're more than ready to tap into it.
Hell yeah.
The meaning behind the 333 number is that you shouldn't let doubt stop you from moving forward because you've got the universe on your side.
Hell yeah. You know what? Actually, as you were saying that...
Oh my God, I feel powerful.
I think we were also talking about...
Yeah, that's when it... Yeah.
My situation.
Yes.
And you know what I've been saying? Over and over and over again lately is I am blessed and highly favored by the universe and things just work out for me.
Well, yeah, because you have truth on your side.
I have the truth-iverse.
You do, truly.
I have the unit-truth-iverse.
444 has been another big one. A big one for me recently. Mm-hmm. And this says the 444 number indicates you are on the right path, even if you don't know it yet. You may be feeling as though you've been pushing a huge boulder uphill with no end in sight. This number is your size? Just your size. Try it on. This number is your sign not to give up and keep your eye on the prize. Your spirit guides are right next to you when you see these numbers. They're cheering you along your path and helping you get to the finish line.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Trust that everything happens in its own divine time and your guardian angel is on your side. My brain just read that as your grandma's on your side. My grandma. Maybe she's one of them.
I think both of mine are.
Crazy. The 444 angel number is telling you that you will come out on the other side of this. So just keep going.
Oh, I needed that.
That's really
good. I certainly needed that, didn't I?
And you did. Have you seen 555 a lot at all?
Yes, I saw it yesterday.
If you've been craving life change, the 555 angel number is your signal that it is coming. If you haven't been wanting things to change, don't worry. This change isn't necessarily bad. It could be an unexpected shakeup. But as is the case with any transition, you can either let the situation happen to you or you can take control and steer yourself in the right direction. The universe is helping to pave the way for a new beginning, but in order to move towards a better future, you must let go of something that is no longer serving you.
Ooh.
Here's what I'll say about that.
The 555 angel numbers is telling you to embrace this time of letting things go.
Here's what I'll tell you about that. Mm-hmm. Yesterday is when I saw 555. Mm-hmm. And it was about the time where I was having this conversation that I'm about to tell you about. For the longest time, I have felt like I was in a boat that was full of holes that I didn't put in the boat.
Yep.
But I was the only person with a bucket trying to get the water out.
Yep.
When eventually I decide, I don't want to be in this boat anymore.
Yeah. This boat is sinking and I'm not really the one that's causing it to
sink. I can't be responsible for keeping it afloat anymore.
Yes.
And so I jumped ship.
That's what you were putting all of your energy into.
I jumped ship and I didn't realize that there's so many other boats that were ready to help me or guide me. And it sucks that I was to a point where I would have rather drown
mm-hmm.
than stay in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so happy that I made the jump.
Because
the decision.
Here's the thing too, is when you're in a boat like that, drowning is inevitable.
Right.
You know it. It's on the horizon. So at that point,
you're prolonging the inevitable.
You're just prolonging it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it's coming.
And you
think, that boat just keeps getting more holes in it and they're not getting patched.
I didn't drown.
Yeah, you didn't.
I didn't drown.
No, because you know how to swim.
I do know how to swim. I'll learn when I was a little kid.
That's what I know.
I learned by dropping pennies down on the steps and I would dive down to get them.
There's so many metaphors in this episode. It's actually insane.
It's actually so crazy.
So this one is 666. Ooh, don't be scared. It's okay.
I don't see this one as much.
But I know I've seen it a little bit. But
I don't know. I'm such a scaredy little bitch that I don't know if I did see it if I'd tell anyone I saw it.
Yeah. I haven't. I like it when I see it. I'm like, ooh, but it's not. It's just because it's like, yeah. Oh. It's also why I like seeing people give the finger. I'm like, uh-oh, you dirty. Not supposed to do that.
What's that about?
Stop it. This numerical sequence has gotten a bad reputation, but there's nothing scary about the 666 angel number. This number repeatedly shows up when you are giving too much of yourself,
uh-huh.
mentally, physically, or emotionally, in a particular aspect of your life. If you felt lacking in your material world, or you've become too attached to something such as a job, relationship, or mindset, the 666 angel number serves as a reminder to shift your perspective, ditch the obsessive thoughts, and let go a little bit. Trust that as you do this, harmony will restore itself. Didn't I have peace and harmony as my things?
I don't remember.
But yeah, I don't see that one a lot, which is probably good. I think that's probably I think I'm on the right path.
Yeah, I think the other one, a lot of these are similar.
Very similar.
Same, same, but different.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how many messages can your spirit guides have?
Oh, my God, so many.
I mean, I feel like they're probably trying to tell you more than one thing at a time.
Yeah.
Like, just trying to really fucking get some kind of message in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't see that one as much. And I feel like it's because I'm being taken care of in other ways.
Truly.
Through other numbers.
Yeah. 777 I do see. Okay. But not as much as 888. So we'll see what those two are. 777 is one of the most spiritual and sacred numbers of all.
Interesting.
If you're seeing this over and over, it's a message that a spiritual evolution is upon you.
Oh.
If you've lost hope and have been feeling doubtful about your future, these repeated numbers are the universe telling you to trust that everything is going to be okay. The 777 angel number is telling you to tap into your highest potential and embrace your individual gifts, using them to help the people around you. This will not only invite an increased amount of love and light into your life, but it will also help your soul blossom in a spiritual sense. That's wild.
I'm really curious right now what numbers people...
Yeah, tell us what numbers you resonate with or you see.
What are the ones that
love to hear?
You call out or feel like follow you or whatever?
888 I see constantly.
A lot of eights.
All the time.
And I was just thinking like the higher up numbers I don't see.
Yeah, I think it's probably because of clocks and stuff, but I see this one like on the TV. It'll pop up probably because 888, whatever. But like I do see eights off, 888s in a row. Seeing the 888 angel number isn't a coincidence. It's an indication that increased abundance will still soon be yours.
Oh.
You've been putting in the work, keeping a positive attitude, and continuing forward despite any obstacles thrown your way. And the reward is on its way.
Maybe that's why I'm not seeing eights, because I'm not coming into a season of abundance.
That's okay.
That. I'm aware of that.
You're in a you're a little butterfly.
Yeah.
And that's all right. Have you been attempting to switch jobs, trying to create healthier and happier relationships, beginning to tap into your talents? You have the right mentality, and as a result, a world of possibilities will open up in whatever you choose to pursue. View the 888 angel number as a reminder that the universe is on your side every step of the way.
Hmm.
Now, 999 is one I don't hardly ever see. I don't think that that's one that I get.
Well, that one would be hard because of clocks.
True, true.
But
and it's not like a 999, you know, like number.
Niner. Yeah, I don't normally see 999.
If you're seeing the repeating 999 angel number, it's a message that one chapter of your life is about to end and another will begin.
Interesting.
Well, that is interesting, isn't it? Perhaps you've gone through a painful period in your life.
A painful period. I've had many a painful period in my life.
I'm actually going through one right now. My period couldn't be more painful. I literally just told you I was having cramps earlier.
I know. I've been having like cystic acne really bad. That's why if you're watching the video and you're like, Jerry, are you picking your nose? No, I have dry skin on this one zit that came up.
So annoying.
I'm trying to get it off. Do I need to get it off right now?
Do you know?
Honestly, I do.
You know where I found one today? Right there.
Ooh.
Right above like my ear, where my ear starts.
Uh-huh.
Huge zit. Freaking assisty boy, and it hurts. Okay, sorry everybody, did we gross you out yet? Get over it. This phase of your life is coming to its natural conclusion, allowing you to make a fresh start. You will see that everything you've experienced and the lessons you've learned are helping you transform into who you're truly meant to be. 10-10. Again, you would see that on the clock. I don't see 10-10 very often at all.
Mm-mm.
But here's what it means.
No, I do sometimes.
If you're seeing the 10-10 number, it means a significant spiritual awakening is upon you.
Hell
it's
yeah.
Possible you've been trying to connect more deeply with your higher consciousness. Okay, that makes sense, because I feel like you've been trying to tap into that shit.
Well, especially since I believe I went through a dark night of the soul.
Totally. Or that you've been completely ignoring this part of yourself. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of your situation, the 10-10 angel number is signaling a time to trust your intuition, raise your vibration, and connect with your inner voice. You may be required to step outside of your comfort zone to do this, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you outside of your comfort zone enough? I feel like you really pushed yourself.
I know.
Outside
I feel like I
it.
Couldn't be farther away from a comfort any comfort zone.
Any, yeah. Doing
that's
so,
a lie. That's a lie. I feel like if anything, I've been living outside of my comfort zone.
I would agree with
and
that.
And I feel like I'm now getting back into a comfort zone.
Well, yeah, maybe comfort, maybe safety.
Well,
security.
Well, also,
stability.
Stability is a great word. I was watching a tarot the other day, and one of the cards that was pulled, and she was saying that I've been struggling because I've been in a period where I'm not able to be my most authentic self, and I'm struggling because I feel limited in my ability to be fully transparent and communicative, which is my integrity and my honesty and my openness is so meaningful to me. And I'm in a period where I can't be. And I was like, well, goddamn, if that's not really fucking accurate.
Right.
Well, goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely frustrating. 11-11, I see all the time.
Yeah.
That's probably one of my biggest.
Uh huh.
So I'm curious what this says. The number one in numerology is associated with beginnings, initiative, and independence. So if you're seeing the 11-11 or 1111 angel number, you could be entering a new phase of your life or embarking upon a new journey of some kind. Now is not the time to dwell on the past or lament about missteps you may have made, nor is it the time to be shy about your biggest hopes and dreams. The 11-11 angel number is letting you know that opportunities, growth, and positive change could be on your horizon, so be open to the possibilities that make themselves available to you now.
It's interesting that you stopped doing pages and tangents for a very long time, and now you just started it again, and you are doing something you've never done before.
Literally.
You're doing lives, and
yes.
You're doing them alone.
Yes!
So, like,
And it was weird. I told Corey I was really nervous. I had like nervous shit right before it. Yep. For real. And I was like, I'm sick. And he was like, relax. It's fine. I mean, he said it a lot nicer than that. And he actually set my whole setup up because I was like, I don't know what to do. Blah, blah, blah. And then after I got done, I came up and he was like, I think you crushed it. And I was like, it felt a lot more natural than I thought it was going to. And he's like, well, you've had a lot of practice. Yep. Even though I've been with somebody, I still feel like I'm not as nervous. It's not like I feel like I'm going to get on there and people are going to be like, you stupid, ugly bitch or whatever.
Well,
with just the horrible things that could be said.
You know that you are an equal part of this. You know that it's not me carrying everything. And so you can do it without me.
That part too. Yeah. That part. Because I think that for a long time that was difficult.
Well, that was kind of how everyone acted.
Literally how everyone acted. A lot of people.
In our circle, not outside.
No. But yeah, it was like, oh, okay, well, they must be right because they must be seeing something that I'm not.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it was so fun. And like, very in my element, because I said, did I sound like stupid? Because he watched the whole thing. And he was like, no, I had no idea what you're talking about, because I've never read that book, but you sound like you know what you were saying. Yeah. And I was like, that's all I care about.
I saw Alex pop in the chat, and I almost said something, and then I was like, what? I can't draw attention to that.
Yeah.
But I came in the house, and Alex was like, so what's she going to talk about? And I said, ACOTAR. And Alex was like, I said, it's fairy smut.
Yeah.
It's a book.
There's a lot more to it.
There is a lot more, but
I actually didn't hit on the sexual parts at all.
I did have to explain what smut was then.
Oh, hell.
And then that's when Alex stopped watching.
Yeah. No, we didn't talk sexual at all.
Uh-huh.
It was all about the plot, the characters, the character development. It was actually pretty. Yeah, I didn't talk about the sexy stuff at all.
Did you save it?
Yes, I did. I have it. I just don't know where to post it because I don't know how to repost a live. So if anybody could help me with that.
Okay, I can help you.
But I did
because I wanted to watch it.
Yeah. I thought it was really good. The only problem is next time maybe I'll screen record because I saved it from Instagram and it didn't save the comments. So unless I'm like sitting there reading out exactly what they say, because I react to a lot of comments I read,
but I don't
sit there and like read all of them out because the chat was going really fast.
Yeah.
It said at the end of my live that 720 people showed up, and that after the second one when I got off with you.
Yeah.
So at that, they weren't all there consistently, obviously, but still, like in and out. So I was like, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
And, but because of that, me trying to read with my brand new eyes, the chat was like,
my brand new eyeballs.
It was tough. I took them out for
a test drive.
They weren't ready for it. They were not ready for that situation.
I cannot stop picking at this spot on my face.
No.
It has like one little piece of skin. And because my nails are not the right position, thickness, whatever. Yeah. They're a little bit rounded.
Yeah. That's why I like these swear boys. Even though I don't like the way they look as much, I can pick better with them. And that's not...
It's right underneath my nostril, too.
Mm.
So, anyway. I'm going to look fucking ridiculous this whole episode, but who cares?
All right, this is for you because it's 1, 2, 3, 4, and I feel like you see it a lot.
I see 1, 2, 3, 4 all the time.
This angel number is a very special number. Unlike other angel numbers, each of the individual numbers, 1, 2, 3, and 4, are all in sequential order. This is symbolism for the steps you take as you work towards finding your life's purpose. That's very...
And I got that piece of skin just when you said that.
Wow, it was all for that.
Oh my God, that feels good.
It's possible that you've been running into roadblocks, feeling like you'll never find your way.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Your guardian angels are showing you the 1, 2, 3, 4 angel number to remind you that the obstacles aren't preventing you from getting to where you're supposed to go. They're just detours. Keep putting one foot in front of the other.
That reminds me, I think I've said it on here before. If I haven't, I'm going to say it again. I was watching Bluey.
Yeah.
And Bandit, the dad, was basically talking like a fortune cookie.
Uh-huh.
And he says, there are no obstacles. Fuck, what did he say? There are no obstacles. There's just the road or something. There's just the path. Basically, I forget the fucking quote, and that's going to annoy the shit out of me. But basically what he was saying is like, you think that there's obstacles in your way, but that's not an obstacle. That's the path. You can't move the obstacle out of the way. You have to just go forward.
Go over, around, up.
It's a part of the path.
Yes.
It's not blocking you. It's not I guess, detour, but
it's just a roadblock. You got to find a way around or up above it.
It's not, you wouldn't, it was never not going to be there.
Yeah, does that make sense? That makes sense.
And so I was like, oh my God, that hit me, because sometimes I'll get to something that feels like a roadblock or feels like a boulder in my way. And I'm like, well, fuck, if this wasn't here, then this would be easier. And it's like, that was never going to be an option.
Totally.
This is the path. It's not an obstacle. It's just the path.
Right.
And realizing that and remembering that, this is why I wanted to talk about Bluey, has really been helpful for me, because it helps me not try to imagine a situation where the road was different, because it was never going to be different. This was always a part of it.
Right. So. Yeah, totally. 2222.
2222?
Yeah, I never see that, but fair enough. This says the number 22 is a master number in numerology. So seeing the 2222 angel number is like getting a double dose of this potent numerological energy. Master number 22, also known as the master builder, has the ability to turn its dreams into a reality.
I'm sorry, but master builder is also
masturbator.
No, I was watching the Lego movie with my kids, and a master builder is someone who can build anything.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Without instructions. And
oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so master builders in
I'm
the
sorry,
Lego movie.
I made a masturbation joke there.
Yeah,
I was thinking master debater.
Sack.
You know,
you're a sack bitch.
I'm a sack. The 2222s all around.
A round of two for my friends.
A round of 22s for my friend. Angel number could be your angels communicating that they want you to keep forging ahead, believing in whatever it is you're trying to accomplish right now. No matter how challenging the road ahead of you becomes, and no matter how many times you want to give up, keep the faith that things will eventually turn around for you.
Well, that's positive.
Damn, that is positive. Okay, So those are numbers.
Those are numbers.
Hey, everybody, those are numbers.
Have you ever seen a number before? Did you?
Those are your angel numbers.
I want to know. I wonder if we can look it up real fast. What our favorite numbers mean?
Yes.
And our birthday numbers. Yours would be the same thing, right?
Yeah. Let me see.
Wait. Time out.
Oh yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Not 626, isn't that Stitch? Is he fucking? Oh, the meaning of the 627 angel number. Okay, so this is my, oh my God, this is my number. Today we uncover the meaning of the angel number 627. Have you ever been driving down the road, glancing at your odometer, only to discover that it reads 627, or looking at the clock each day and it reads 1111? But no, it's 627. It's fine. The angel number 627 is a mysterious phenomenon that has appeared in people's lives for centuries. That's really fucking weird.
That
it's
is
like
weird.
Not just my birthday. It's believed to be your guardian angel sending you a message or a sign to help guide you on your path. Okay, so tell me what it is. No, I don't need to know about what angel numbers are again. You don't have to do that. Just tell me what the fucking number means. The 627 angel number is a powerful and meaningful message from the spiritual realm, signaling to you that your life is currently in alignment. Your angels are letting you know you're in the right place at the right time. When it comes to 627, this is a powerful indication that you are in sync with the universe. You are on the right path towards achieving your goals and purpose. It's important to remember that being in alignment doesn't mean everything is always perfect or easy. It means you are in tune with your higher self and the universe. You need to keep trusting your journey even when things get challenging. Remember, everything happens for a reason, and that you are exactly where you're meant to be at this moment. 627 encourages you to let go of any doubt you have and stay true to yourself. Embrace any opportunities that come your way and know that you are capable of manifesting the life you desire.
Hell yeah.
Let go of any fears or doubts that may be holding you back and trust the universe's timing. So the next time you see angel number 627, take it as a positive affirmation. You're on the right path and the universe is fully supporting you in your journey. Trust in the process, stay positive, and remain open to new opportunities that are coming your way.
Buckle up, baby. That's what that said. I want anyone, exciting. Like if you have a number that you see all the time or a favorite number, look it up. Put it in the comments.
God, that's crazy.
So I looked up my birthday since you just said your birthday number.
Yeah.
The ultimate meaning of angel number 618 centers around balance and refocus.
What? Balance again?
Yep.
What the fuck?
I know. Your angels are signaling that you should take a look at your life and see which areas need more balance.
Well, this I think we figured that out.
We certainly did. This could be in the area of work, relationships, or any other part in your life. Your angels are reminding you to take the time to reassess your priorities and create a plan for yourself.
Mm.
When it comes to achieving balance in your life, it's important to focus on things that will bring you joy. Seeing 618 often indicates that it's time for you to refocus on yourself and your goals. This is a signal to take the time you need to reset and realign with what matters most in your life. Your angels are with you every step of the way. Perhaps the most important message of the 618 angel number is that it is never too late to bring balance into your life.
I'm shitting.
I know. No matter how out of kilter you're feeling, your angels are here to encourage you to restore balance and find harmony.
Oh my God, harmony again. That's mine.
I know. The angels are giving you the power to make things happen. The only thing left for you to do is act on this message.
Well,
angel numbers can be an invaluable source of guidance in our lives, but ultimately it's up to us to make the most of the meaning. So the next time you see 618, take a moment to reflect on what it means for you. Think about how it can bring more balance into your life. Whether it's a better work-life balance or investing more time in friendships instead of a romantic relationship, this number can point you in the right direction.
Hey, that's probably not wrong either.
By being open to messages from the universe, you can bring your bring harmony to your life.
Oh, wow. Call out. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also looked up number 12 because that's my favorite number, and I see it a lot.
My favorite number is 7.
Numerology of 12 draws attention to one's self-importance, emotions, relationships, and the pursuit of peace. It may also be seen as a metaphor for the recursive nature of existence and opening of new horizons, particularly in the quest of spiritual enlightenment.
Interesting. My number is 7. It's my lucky number, obviously, because it's in...
Obviously.
You know, whatever the fuck. Can I continue in my browser, please, bitch? Thank you.
Oh my gosh, you know what's wild too?
What?
Is my birthday is 618.
Mm-hmm.
18 minus 6 is what?
12.
I was like, I don't know. What is it?
It's 12, which is my favorite number.
Oh, crazy.
Crazy.
All right, let's see. What? Why can't I just fucking read it? Why do you have so many things? Oh my God. Number 7, meaning, please. The number 7 is both deep and wise. It is not satisfied with simple explanations and surface level information.
It'll never be satisfied.
This is frivolous stuff. It knows that the real gold is buried deeper and it won't stop until it finds it. And then it'll keep digging for more. And what I've always been told my entire life was that I dig for gold and I dig hard.
I've never not digging for gold.
And the teachers are like, Sierra, stop digging for gold.
Stop digging for gold.
The other kids are watching. This is embarrassing.
You know what? I'm actively teaching my sons how to dig for gold because I'm tired of looking at their boogers.
No, it's
I really am. I'm like, get it out of there.
Get a Kleenex at least, please.
Listen, sometimes it doesn't work.
A Kleenex?
Yes.
No, but you should wrap it around your finger and then dig up there.
Oh, no. I will stick my finger right through it like toilet paper. And I would rather just intentionally get it on my finger rather than accidentally do it.
It's worse somehow.
No, because in my mind, if I know that I'm going to touch a booger, rather than thinking like, oh, I'm going to not touch it. And then I do touch it. I'm like, that was not the plan.
I was wasting this. Asking questions, researching, listening, and sensing are all special skills the 7 uses in its search for awareness.
Interesting.
Though spirituality is essentially important to the number 7, it takes a more intellectual approach to life than an emotional one. Boy, if this isn't the fucking my life.
If this isn't the fucking my life.
It's an analytical number that enjoys gathering and filtering through information to find answers. Still, it has a more powerful intuition than you might expect, which it uses as its guide. This combination of conscious and subconscious thinking allows the mind of the number 7 to shine a light into the very deepest realms to access hidden truths.
That is fucking wild.
What the fuck?
That's wild.
How did those both kind of describe us?
I know.
I don't like
that. That is wild.
It freaks me out.
Well.
Anyways, that's numbers for you.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
or whatever.
I love to count. Or whatever. So my kid's really into counting right now.
Sorry, that's just true. That's just true.
She'd be counting. I took my kids to the doctor the other day.
She can count to 30.
My kids were counting. They asked if Forrest could count to 10. I was like, yeah. And then Forrest started at 10 and started going up towards 20, but he skipped 16 and Ollie yelled 16 in his face. And then they started together going 17, 18, 19. And the doctor was like, I get it. You can count.
That's great. Good job.
She says, I didn't need an example, but.
Yeah, she did it the other day and she just kept going past 20. And I was like, word? Okay. She's just, you're doing it.
You're going. All right.
And we're at 27 and now she's at 30. And I was like, how?
She is a smart
she
smart baby.
She just really likes numbers and letters. Mm-hmm. Like,
she just likes learning.
She's
very observant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Monkey see, monkey do.
No, for real. And like somebody said, they were like, does she watch this a lot? She had it memorized like a song. And I was like, this is her second time watching it. But she is like, I think she might have a touch of, what's that called? Like, Lexi Gray had it in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
When you have
not a photographic memory, but
it's kind of like that. Yeah, yes. It's like that, but like you can hear something and immediately you can repeat it.
Yeah, like retain it.
Yeah, I think she has that because the way she can memorize shit.
It's impressive.
Down to like when they take a breath in a song and stuff. Uh-huh. It's like, I've actually never seen it before. It's very wild. So yeah. I don't know. It's pretty interesting to see. She's a character. And they'll do it at she'll do it at the doctor's. And I'm like, good job, mom. I'm like, I really don't do shit.
I know.
I actually don't know how she does this.
Beats the fuck out of me, doc.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So kids are crazy. Numbers are cool.
Leave us your favorite numbers and what they mean in the comments below.
Please.
That's your homework.
I'd love to hear it. I'd love to see it. I'd love to read it.
With her new eyes.
I can see all the way. I can see you. I can see you. I've never seen you before. Never seen you before in my life.
Not one time, never before in my life. No. Anyway, we love you guys so much. Thanks for hanging out. That's that on numbers. We'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.